Welcome, foolish mortals.
Time to be turning around. If only you could.
Cause this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness!
Henry, what's holding you up? Let's get on with the show. We can't hang around here all day.
Ladies and gents, this is the moment you've waited for.
There's no turning back now.
This is the greatest show!
Now it's time for the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast with your hosts, Michael Hurley and Gary Aruda.
That's right. This is the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast, episode number 345, recorded in the D. Fauntleroy Studios in Kent County, Rhode Island, in sunny Southwest Florida. I'm your host, Gary, joined as always by my co-host and my cousin, Mike, down in Florida. How are you doing today, Michael?
I'm excellent. How you doing, buddy?
Not too bad. Can't complain. Good. It's good sleeping weather up here, as you can see on the
screen. Oh, okay. Gary's good sleeping weather studios.
The good sleeping weather studios. We're joined once again this week by Sweet Susie, also in the Southwest Florida studios. How are you doing today, Susie?
Fabulous. How are you?
Thanks for coming on to bring a little class to the proceedings here.
Always my pleasure.
And we got part two of our two-part episode coming up, but first, our usual banter. I hear a rumor, Mike, that you're playing in a very prestigious tournament this weekend at the golf course. Is that
it's
accurate?
It's not really prestigious. We're playing in a member. But it's just a one day.
Sounds pretty prestigious to me.
No.
What if you win? Will it be more prestigious if you take
I think there is money to be had.
Ooh, that's not bad. Like pro shop credits or like real cash? Yeah, that's not bad. You get a nice shirt or something. Now, is it flighted?
The ones we just bought.
We bought two.
Two shirts? How are they? Yeah. Nice.
Oh, they're gorgeous.
Yeah.
Three if you count the t-shirt.
Yeah, I got a t-shirt too.
That's nice. Are they the Donald Ross brand?
Yep.
Shirts? Yeah, those are nice. What are there like flights in this member? Or is it just what's the format? It's a one day, so it's
a one day, so the front nine, I think we're playing a scramble.
Oh, okay.
And then
scramble.
The back nine, we're playing a Pinehurst.
What is that? I'm not familiar with that.
Pinehurst, I had to look it up. Never heard of it, never played in one. Mm-hmm. So I'm playing with Captain Bill.
Captain Bill.
All right.
That's a perfect partner for you.
That's a great partner, isn't it? Not just Bill, but Captain.
Captain Bill. Not only is his name Bill, he's literally a retired airline captain, which is
correct.
Like your dream.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I love aviation.
Yes.
So here's the deal. I hit my drive.
Mm-hmm.
Bill hits his drive.
Okay.
And then Bill has to hit from where my drive landed, and I have to hit from where Bill's drive landed, and then we pick the best ball and we alternate.
Oh, so you each drive, each hit a second shot from each other's drive, and then it's alternate shot in from there?
Yes.
Okay. That's a weird format. That's interesting, though.
That's interesting because there's some... Yeah, you know, I mean, he's a great chipper. When I play with him, three or four holes, he's got kick-ins up and down. So,
nice.
You know, there's going to be some strategy.
Yep.
Like, Bill, you don't want me chipping that one. So, yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah. Susie, your thoughts on the formats? Which one do you think is more of an advantage for Mike and Captain Bill?
Neither.
Scramble or the Pinehurst? Neither. That's probably a good bet. Is this a net tournament or a gross tournament?
That I don't know.
Hmm. Okay. Well, you'll find out. It'll be good.
Beautiful
and
spread,
now,
too.
Do you have to decide ahead of time on what you want to eat? Or
yeah. You said you would go with that chicken.
I think I'd take the chicken. The only thing is, like, I like beef stroganoff, but I don't think I want that after playing golf.
Okay.
That's, like, too hearty of a meal, you know?
Yeah, you're right. Because your stomach's going to be churning because it's been so warm out there, and the last thing you want is that with mushrooms, right?
Yeah, exactly. It just doesn't like the heavy sour cream sauce kind of thing. I just don't think that's a good post-round food, but like a nice chicken caprese, that sounds pretty good.
Or even that sole sounded good.
The sole sounded good, but Yeah, the chicken really struck. I won't usually order the chicken, but that sounded pretty good. Anyway, I'll play golf on Sunday as well.
Oh, are you playing?
Member with Frank at North Kingstone.
How are you playing in a member at a place that neither of you are members? How the hell's this work?
Well, let's just call it, it's not a member. We'll just say we'll play the same format as you, and we'll see who wins, me and Frank or you and Captain Bill.
Oh, so you're just saying you guys are going out to hack around.
Yeah, we're just going to play.
Oh, all right. I'm like, how do you play in a member?
That would be
you?
Great, wouldn't it? I'm thinking of joining North Kingstone, though.
Oh, really?
It's not really a country club, but it's less. It's like $500.
You're talking about North Kingston Municipal.
Yeah.
That's on the airbase.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great golf course.
It's really nice. So I don't know if the rates will be the same next year, but for $500, you could play 7 days a week, holidays and weekends after one. You can't get a morning tee time on holidays and weekends. And you have to pay for a cart every time you play. So it's like $20 each time you play.
Wait, you're talking $500 for the year?
Yeah, for greens fees.
And you can play during the week anytime or weekends, holidays after one?
After one, yeah.
And you just pay?
You pay $20 a round, and then you get the cart, or if you want to walk, you still have to pay the $20 even if you
want. So what's your walk. ROI, like 10 rounds?
Yeah, pretty much. Probably 12 with the cart thing built in.
What's the practice facility?
They have a nice driving range. I don't know if that's included in the membership, though.
Because that would be really sweet if that was.
Yeah, because then you could go hit balls or whatever. Yeah. It's only like 15 minutes from my house, too, so it's not that bad. So not, it's always a good shape. Because their full membership, their like under 40 membership, is like $1,100 for the year. And you get preferred tee times every day, and you don't have to take a cart. You could walk and not have to pay the extra $20.
I gotcha.
But I don't think that would work out. Because I'm not going to play many weekend mornings anyway. Susie, are we boring you with this conversation?
What the hell is going on? Wow.
I apologize. Well, let's get to the nitty gritty here. I guess we'll do.
Jeez, we're losing Susie.
Straight line it right now.
That's not a good sign for our listeners if the people on the show can't even stay awake. I don't know. Is that an accurate assessment?
Fairly accurate.
Yeah. I mean, one of our guests just fell asleep. The old guy at the golf course. He's had like four gin and tonics, just and he's just
Frank. Okay. Oh yeah, you're up. You're on the
piss, and I'll be out of here.
Oh great! So my unofficial beer sponsor of the week this week is out of the great state of Vermont. This is from Zero Gravity Brewing. This is called the Green State Lager. It's a Vermont Pilsner. It's a 4.9 alcohol by volume. It says a crisp, easy drinking Pilsner beer, noble hops in a perfect balance with only the finest Pilsner malt. Provides a clean and satisfying brew that is as welcoming as the Green State itself. Mm. One sip, everybody knows the rules. Green State Lager from Zero Gravity Brewing out of Vermont. Not bad. It's got that, by the way, it is Burlington, Vermont.
Home of the Catamounts.
It's got a nice nice malty flavor. This is right up my alley. It's kind of like a fancier Narragansett. Hmm. That's pretty good. I'm going to go 7.3 on this one. Green State Lager from Zero Gravity Brewing out of Vermont. Susie, what are you drinking today?
I have a new beer as well.
Oh, what do you have?
I've never tried this before.
Oh.
This is Bold City Brewery out of Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh, it's got the Rottweiler on there.
It is Duke's Cold Nose Brown Ale.
Okay.
And it says it is a mild brown ale named after Duke, the owner's late beloved boxer.
Oh, it's a boxer. It looks like a Rottweiler on the can.
Local favorite has hints of chocolate and caramel with a smooth, nutty finish. A well-balanced, flavorful brown ale that's perfect for any time of year.
That sounds pretty good. I like brown ales.
Yeah, I do too.
How is it? You want to give us a ranking on it? Take one sip. Everybody knows the rules.
It's decent.
Decent?
5.2.
Middle of the road, 5.2. Yeah. That's good. So it's not one you necessarily go back for another time, but if you got it at a bar, you wouldn't be disappointed.
Correct.
Yeah.
I have a feeling this is one that might be better on tap.
Oh, yeah. Yep. A little bit of, nice little bit of head on there.
Yeah.
You agree with that, Mike?
I do, Billy.
Okay, yeah. Good.
Oh, well, what do you... Go ahead.
No,
I was going to say, is that similar to the eggs? Brown ales, local ales, and local ales are fresh.
I don't know about that.
We'll go with that.
Well, on that note, let's take our first break and we'll come back and get into the meat of the episode.
My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine heading my way. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay. Mr. Bluebird's on my shoulder. It's the truth. It's actual. Everything is satisfactual. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day. Yes, sir. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay. My, oh my, what a wonderful day.
Oh, plenty of sunshine in the way.
Mr. Bluebird's on my shoulder.
All right, we're back from break, episode number 345 of the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast. And this week we have part two of your old Key West trip review. You guys were up there, what, 2 weeks ago now? And you stayed for a couple nights, did the parks, big park trip, first time since the reopening that you went to the parks.
All I got to say is I love the bumper music. Uncle Remus, he just, does he bring it or does he bring it?
He's got a great voice, doesn't he?
Uncle Remus is fantastic.
Anyways, and that will tie into to the first part that we're going to talk about. But last week we talked about a lot of the new procedures and, you know, all the safety precautions, all the procedural stuff of your trip since it was your first time. This week we'll get into the nuts and bolts and talk about what you actually did when you were there. We'll talk some food. We'll talk some attractions. So let's get right into it. What do you say?
Sounds good.
You guys started off, you drove, I believe we touched on it last week, but you drove right to Magic Kingdom. You didn't even check in first, right? You just went straight.
Correct.
To Magic Kingdom and then went straight to lunch. So you're not that you rope dropped it, but the first thing you did was grab some lunch.
That is correct.
Now, the says here Liberty Tree Tavern, which is a good spot, one of the few in Magic Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
My first time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What did you think as a first timer?
I liked it. I thought it was really good.
It's just classic American kind of comfort food.
Mm-hmm.
Now, have they changed anything, Mike?
Yeah. Since...
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what's... I remember last time when I went, they had like a pork roast, turkey, and... You know, the sides and stuff. So what was available this time?
So they did the turkey, the pot roast.
Oh, they had a pot roast. Okay.
Oh.
And it was, the pot roast was so good.
Yeah.
And then they did like a pork in a mushroom kind of gravy sauce.
Oh, that sounds good. I'm not a big turkey guy, so I would definitely focus on the pot roast and the pork.
The pork, I like the pork more than Susie did.
Mm-hmm.
But after we finished like our first round, the guy asked us what we wanted. I said turkey and
pot roast.
Pot roasts.
Yeah. Pot roast was phenomenal.
And he brought a huge plate. Oh, the pot roast. I almost asked for a third. That's how good the pot roast was. It was so tender.
Mm. Now, what were the procedures for? Did you have to? I assume you had to make a reservation, or did you just?
Yeah, we made a reservation.
On the way up, or you had it?
No, we had it like the day before, I think we made it, or
a couple days,
2 days, whatever.
Was there a lot of stuff available, or did you just zero in on that? Is where you
I pretty much zeroed in on that because she hadn't been there,
yeah. True.
And I figured this would be like we just eat a lot and then like skip a dinner or something, so
yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if what they had at Magic Kingdom. I never look to make reservations at Magic Kingdom.
No, the only other place, maybe skip the Grand Canteen. Floridian. Or the, yeah. You've been dying to try the Plaza for the sandwiches.
I have. So. Yeah, I mean, there's a few that I'm dying to, but it's always, I always just go to the Grand Floridian Cafe.
Yeah, sure, of course.
It's just so close by.
What do they have for sides I know usually it's
the so we had the potatoes. Yeah. We had string
really
beans.
Really good green beans.
Oh yeah, because those could be really hit or miss.
Yeah, they were really good. Yeah. Really good. Susie wasn't a fan of the mashed potatoes because she thought that they were just whipped a little too much.
Yeah, I get that sometimes with the Disney mashed potatoes. They're just too like liquidy.
Yeah.
And where I like, I'd rather do instant mash than homemade mash because I like it soupy. So.
So yeah, that's just a personal preference.
Right.
Yeah, I grew up on the instant ones, but now I'm totally 180 on that.
Now you asked what the procedures were. They what do we have to do? Do a pre-check-in, Susie?
We checked in with the people outside, and then they told us we could go in if we had a reservation, and then they told us we could go in, and then we sat, and everything was distanced.
They don't do any screening at that restaurant because you're already in the park, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Only at the resort.
Makes sense. Yep.
Because they're already doing the screening to get in the park. So everything, did it feel pretty normal in the restaurant besides like the spacing of the tables and stuff?
I mean, the servers all have the protective stuff, stuff. So that was a little different.
Yeah, of course.
But I mean, it felt like a normal experience to me.
That's family service. So it the serving would be the same. It's not like a buffet where they have to bring you out stuff that's very different. So it's basically the same, I would imagine. Mm-hmm. How was that?
They start you with the salad. The salad was really good.
Yeah, salad's solid. That's a solid salad.
The bread was good.
You're a big salad. You like the salads at Disney generally, Mike.
I like a good salad. That's correct. Yep.
Yeah. And they have pretty good ones, and they're not all the same, which is nice.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like, you could, you know, if you went everywhere and they just had a regular, you know, iceberg with a little bit of carrot and Italian dressing, you'd kind of be like, all right, it just feels like school cafeteria salad. But they kind of, they change it up. You get decent dressing, some different kind of lettuce in there usually. Now, we could skip ahead to the end of the meal because that's the best part of that place. I hope that you guys agree with me. But that, what is it, ooey gooey toffee cake?
Yeah.
I think that's the best thing. I mean, the first time I had that, I think I had 3 helpings of it, and I wanted to go back the next day and just eat the dessert, like skip the
You were a complete disaster.
Yeah, that was good.
Now, how many times have you been there?
Twice. And I think the first time they didn't have that cake. They had a different dessert at that.
Okay, so I was with you. Was that the day that your dad didn't feel good?
He wasn't feeling good, and he went back to the room. He missed out on it.
Yeah, that's right. You were a disaster that night.
Mm-hmm. In a good way, like I just
you said that they should like have a window, like
yeah, that would go back.
That they should have a window and that you should be able to buy it and watch the parades on Main Street. And I think you also said that you would pay like the $39 just to have that,
just for the dessert. Yeah, yeah. I was close to that.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, you were.
I still think like right now, I'd probably pay $39 to have that in front of me,
just to have a big plate
here,
of that.
In Cranston, yeah, of course.
I was very concerned because Mike hyped it so much.
And he's not a dessert guy, so you can't really trust his opinion on dessert.
That was the thing. Like, it was either going to be phenomenal or it was just going to be meh, and I was going to be really disappointed. But it was phenomenal.
I mean, it's hard. It's very much not like a fancy, like, ooh, this is a la-di-da dessert. It's just a big plate of filth. Like, it's what it is.
With melting ice cream, right.
Yeah, I mean, it's the biggest pile of filth. There's probably 9,000 calories each serving of that thing, but it's so good.
It's just so perfect because it's warm and it's cold. I mean, it's just,
Yeah. And I love chocolate.
And it's toffee. And yeah, it's so good.
Toffee's so good. And when it gets melty, like sometimes you get the toffee and it's sticky and it sticks in your teeth. But when you get it like to that perfect temperature where it just melts.
Or it's too crunchy and then you feel like you're going to break your tooth.
Yeah, exactly. So that's a perfect... A great dessert, and like that's blows away everything else at that restaurant for me.
And the server really hyped it up too.
Yeah, they know what they got over there. I think that the theming in there is really cool though too.
It's
overlooked a lot. It's a really neat
really
restaurant.
Liked it.
It was very like Gatsby Days parade to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
just like feels old school New England, like colonial.
Yeah, you feel like patriotic. You can walk into like one of those places in like Newport that's like says George Washington ate here.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
One of those kind of places. So I'm glad you enjoyed that, Susie, as a first timer.
Yeah, it was good.
Lived up to the expectations. Back. And then you guys were able to kind of have the run of the place after that, right?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Did a bunch of attractions. Really, why don't you go through that a little bit?
So we left and, you know, we have the app. And so we were checking wait times. And the wait time for Peter Pan was, I think, 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm. And that's your favorite. And
that's my favorite ride.
Yeah. And you never get to go on it because it's always like 90-minute wait.
Right. Or we fast pass it. But obviously you're not going to fast pass it every time.
Right.
So, yeah, we're like, okay, that's a definite. And like we were saying, it was basically a walk-on, but you know, because of the spacing, the line felt really long.
Takes so long to get to the front of the line.
Right.
Yeah.
So that was awesome.
Now, is that the first time you've gone through the updated, like, queue? No, no, you have done that. I know Mike and I did at one point. I don't know
why. Yeah, he actually asked, he told me we needed to do it after you guys did it, because
it's really
cool. He knew I was going to like it.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. I still don't think the ride itself is worth a 90-minute wait, but the queue is really good.
I would agree.
And the ride's cute. It's a good
Even though it's my favorite ride, it's my favorite ride for nostalgia reasons. Of course. It's not,
But it's a great family ride. Like, that's the beauty of it, is that, and it's what they don't do great anymore, is they make a ride that, like, everybody in the family can enjoy and get something out of, and you don't have to say, well, grandma's going to sit this one out because she doesn't like the, you know, the fast rides, or, you know, little, you know, their youngest can't go on it because they're not tall enough. It's like, everyone can go on it together. You take, you know, not everyone can fit in one of the ships, but it's a true
family
ride.
Once you've seen the movie, everybody pretty much appreciates it.
Sure. And they just don't do that anymore. They don't make the full family attractions as much. Even some of the, like, less thrilling ones, like Soarin', there's still a height restriction on it. And so, little kids can't go on it. So you're always, like, kind of separate in families, I feel like. But not at that one. So you did that, and then you traveled right across to Small World.
We did.
Yeah, and I assume that was a walk. That's usually a walk-on anyway on...
Actually, the listed time was even more than Peter Melnick, which is ridiculous. Yeah.
Was it accurate? Was it actually a longer wait?
I think so. Actually.
It wasn't quite. Yeah, it wasn't quite a walk on. I mean, but you were constantly moving. So,
you know what? I didn't really think of it in the terms of, you know, COVID, because they probably only fill every other row, right, on the boats.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot less people moving through
Correct.
At a constant pace. So you're only getting 8 people on instead of 16 or whatever the case
Right.
might be.
Yep.
So that will artificially inflate the time on that. At least, like, Peter Pan, they're still filling every ship.
Sure,
Because, you know, one party per, and that's it, and it just keeps going. Yeah, I didn't think about that. So that would inflate the times on rides like that. Now, we listened to Zippity-Doo-Dah coming out of the first break, and then you guys got to... hopefully not say goodbye to Splash Mountain, but at least you got on it again before. Because they never really said if and when and definite if they're going to do all these changes, when it's going to happen. So right now, anytime you get on it, it could potentially be the last time. So I assume that was a priority for you guys to get on Splash Mountain.
Well, I missed something in our notes as Susie corrected me. We got on Seven Dwarfs Mine Trains.
Oh, right after that. Okay.
Yeah.
And that was a little bit longer wait, but not as long as...
Would you say a half hour, maybe?
Yeah, maybe a little longer, actually. It was one of the longest waits we had the whole time we were up 45, there.
Maybe 45, half hour to 45.
That one's not too bad, though, because that queue is... At least there's a lot to look at.
Not anymore.
Oh, because it's all touch stuff, right? So everything's just closed off. That's true. That's too bad, but...
Yeah, it's kind of a bummer.
Understandable, I guess. And then... Do you like that ride, Bill?
Yeah, I do. Yeah,
I think it's good, but I don't care to run to it first thing or wait 2 hours to get on it. But if you can get a fast pass for it, I think it's definitely worth it. I think it's a good.
I was underwhelmed the first time we did it. Yeah. I think because, you know, it had been such a long wait because everybody had been so excited and wanted to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think, Mike, you did it before. You did it without me. And you said it was good. And so I think we actually did wait for quite a while the first time we rode it.
Because a lot of times I would get my uncle's fast pass because he would have done it yesterday. And he's like, you know what? I'll sit this on out. You go with your aunt. Mm-hmm. So I think that's how I got on Mine Train.
So I like it, but I agree with you. It's not something I would wait an hour and a half for.
Yeah, like if you go and you know it's going to be less than a half hour, I would get in the line for that. definitely. So you did that and then headed over to Splash Mountain.
Then we did Splash, yeah.
Now, were you guys kind of just like on a mission at that point, just going from ride to ride, trying to get as much in because the waits were so low?
Yeah, and they were closing at 7, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. And you got there not late, but you had
Like we had so like
by the time we finished lunch, it was just after 3-ish. 4.
Or was it 4? Yeah, you're right.
No, so you only had a few hours to get all.
So we had 3 hours, yeah.
Well, but look, so you got a lot of stuff done.
Because space was down.
Oh, okay.
Intermittently.
Yeah, it was just off and on.
So you didn't even really go over to Tomorrowland.
Yeah.
No.
Pirates' wait was pretty long.
Yeah, Pirates' been closed, right?
Anyway. Right.
Yeah, for quote refurbishment.
Yeah. Let's hope.
Still loading that thing on a truck. It's going to be like when they moved the Baltimore Colts to Indianapolis. They're going to load a Mayflower. We're going to come tomorrow and say, wait, what happened here?
You're just going to see
two in the morning.
They're just going to dump it out into the Gulf of Mexico. The carts.
Iger and that bald-headed weasel will be driving the Mayflower. Mm-hmm, pulling it. Mm-hmm.
I'll have a princess meet and greet up there instead.
Hello? Hello? Okay.
Yeah, so a lot of the stuff, like Space Bot was down. Obviously, people were. So you just headed over to Splash and Thunder Mountain. How was the wait for Splash Mountain?
It wasn't
terrible.
No, it was less than it was listed. Yeah.
Yeah, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And again,
but we were cutting it close,
row.
So we weren't sure if we were going to be able to make it onto Big Thunder.
Oh, okay. So you prioritized Splash Mountain over.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, we got Splash.
Like you said, you don't know when it's going away.
Of course, yeah. Same thing, though, like every other row on Splash Mountain?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like one in the front, one in the back. Because there's two in the middle, right?
It might have been one on the front, one in the back.
That make more
sense. Yeah, because I think we're in the back, and there was a family like with kids in front of us, like a couple rows in front of us.
So how was that? Do you appreciate it more after seeing the movie, Mike?
Yes.
Does it relates a lot to the movie?
Yeah. I mean, just the music. The music's just...
Well, sure. The music's so good. I mean, that's the whole... Obviously, the animatronics are great, but the music ties it all.
But they
together.
Really didn't shoehorn the movie into that ride.
No, because the movie was already kind of persona non grata when they were building it, so they didn't want to really, you know, go back to the movie too much. They just wanted to use the little cartoon characters and the fun song, which is good because it kind of it's a good song and it's a great attraction.
Yep,
and it doesn't feel like it's a movie attraction, does it?
No, not at all.
Well, because they don't talk about the movie, but even besides that, because it doesn't retell the story of the movie, it's just a separate, you know, thing just using the characters, which I like about that.
I mean, the only time it reminds me of the movie is right at the end when they're singing Zippity Doodah. You know, the ride ends course, and the movie ends with that. And that's like the only time it really reminded me of the movie.
Yeah. Now, how about Thunder Mountain? Is that easy enough to get on? Obviously, you had time. At the end of the
we walked right onto that. Yeah, that was a walk on.
Now, did you feel like because the hours are so much shorter, you're getting more people staying till park close, or did it start emptying out like at 6 o'clock?
It felt like it was emptying out.
Yeah, and not that
don't you think, Susie?
Anyway,
no, you don't.
I don't know. I felt like everybody pretty much stayed until park close, so I felt like there was a pretty big push toward the transportation and ticket center at the end. Yeah. But again, when you have reduced capacity like that,
it's hard to tell nothing to compare it to. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Right.
But you know, like I think we said last week, we skipped, you know, the Emporium because we didn't really want to stand in line to get in and whatnot. Right. So.
Did you do any of the, like the little parades as they walk by and things like that? Did you see any of that stuff going on when you were there?
There was a little Main Street parade when we had gotten, when we were just getting there, right?
Yeah, like a little villains parade or something.
Yeah. But nothing that really, that you stopped and paid a lot of attention to.
Mm-mm.
Negative.
You had a lot going on that day. Sounds like pretty good. You know, you packed in.
Went on a lot of rides, Pods. That's not normally what we do when we go up there.
No, but you also packed in four high wait time attractions.
Yeah.
You know, in 3 hours or less than 3 hours. So that's pretty good. Then you went over to Old Key West after that to check in. You took the monorail back to the ticket and transportation center. Did you do the boat? Are they doing the ferry at all?
Yeah, they're doing the ferry.
The big ferry, but not the small boats across.
Right.
I don't know, because I thought I heard a rumor like a month or so ago that they were doing it to the Polynesian.
Oh, all right.
I didn't see any boats. I didn't see any small boats.
Okay. I could either way.
So how'd the check-in process go? Did you have to go to the center? You just had the room and you just went with the magic bands?
No, unfortunately, they told us because we got there late. Mm-hmm. So it was already done. Like, would you get a notification that we had a room number?
No, the guard did. The guard gave us our room number.
Oh, really?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I just gave my magic band, or actually her magic band, because somehow you were on the reservation. When I went to link her, I linked you, and I threw me off.
So you and I went. It was very nice.
That's like, I didn't know I could have been down there.
Yeah, so when I'm checking in, the guard's like, okay.
Get into the room, though. His magic band wouldn't work to get into the
room. Yeah, my magic band wouldn't work. I'm like, yeah, for one day, the hell with it.
It's not like you guys are going to be separate.
Right. So he's like, yeah, you're going to be in like 26-something. I go, okay. He goes, do you know how to get there? I'm like, no. He goes, once you go over the bridge, hang a right, and then just look for building 23 and or whatever. And
now, was it? Where were you in relation to the main area? Was it pretty close, or you've, because that's a big resort?
Yeah, we're a little ways. I'd say the water. So when you go over the bridge, when you check it, the hospitality house is going to be pretty much right in front of you. It's going to be at 11 o'clock.
Yep.
So we hung a right and we went maybe, what would you say, a quarter mile?
Yeah, about that, maybe.
So it might have been. What, a 10-minute walk to the hospitality house?
Yeah, it wasn't
that's
bad.
What they, whatever that's not they
too
call
bad.
It.
But, yeah, that's yeah. not too bad. How was the room?
It was big.
Big,
yeah, it was very
for
big.
For a studio, right?
Yes.
So what are the amenities in the studio?
What's that?
Well, go ahead. Talk about the configuration first.
But the layout is just weird because it's very angular.
Okay. The way just they kind of fit it into the building, you think?
Well, so
yeah.
So that studio is the room that you and Mike Schaefer stayed in.
Oh, okay. So it's just basically the corner.
It's just the corner unit. Yeah. So everyone has, so one bedroom is going to be what we stayed with Uncle Joe, and then they're just going to close off that room that you and Mike stayed in
and make that into a studio, basically.
And make that into a studio. Then if you book the two bedroom. Then you're going to have all those rooms.
They open that up. Now, is there like a little kitchenette in there and stuff?
Yeah, there was a microwave and a refrigerator.
Okay, a little counter space.
A little mini sink.
Yeah.
Little mini sink.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, the room was big. Small TV, because of the configuration, it was probably a 32-inch TV.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was a small TV.
But it's been recently refurbed, though, correct?
Yeah, Susie didn't think so.
Oh, okay, because they were doing the refurb. Maybe they were only doing the two bedroom and the one bedrooms or something. Because when we stayed there a couple years ago.
So the carpeting and the window treatments looked like they could be new.
Mm-hmm.
But the furniture was kind of beat up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Weird.
It was weird.
So there wasn't really a common area. Per se. It was like a little kitchenette and then the bed, and that's pretty much it. Or was there like a little
two beds?
Yeah, two beds.
And then a little table with two chairs.
So basically a standard room just with a kitchenette built into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You had a kitchenette in your room, right? With you and Mike?
No. We had the bathroom in there, but obviously you guys had a bathroom.
Right.
There was no little kitchenette because we had the big kitchen.
Yeah, but again, you're going to have the big kitchen when you get a two bedroom.
Right, that's what I mean.
Yeah, but now if these people, I'm saying that if these people booked a two bedroom, they're going to have our studio.
There was an adjoining door into the other.
Oh, I don't think the one we stayed in was physically an adjoining. Like, we didn't have a separate entrance into our room. Like, you couldn't.
You know
enter.
What? You're exactly right. You know what? You're exactly right. So these were probably a different because you didn't have a separate entry.
No.
Okay. Yep.
So maybe it's like the similar setup, but it wasn't exactly the same.
No, you're exactly right, because come to think of it, I don't remember you guys having a separate entry. You had to go in through that main door.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay, all right. Susie looks so confused right now. She looks like when I'm looking at a
geometry. I'm not confused. I'm just tired.
Well, let's move on. So you went over and got some drinks at the Gurgling Suitcase.
I'll tell you one other negative about the room.
Okay.
Is they had a nice patio,
mm-hmm.
but you're offset so you could literally look into the living room where the people were staying.
Oh, that's weird.
So like we could see them sitting on the couch watching TV.
Did you wave to them?
No.
No. I don't think they saw me, but I did.
That is kind of, that is weird. Were you on the first floor or the second
floor? No, we're on the second floor.
Yeah, that's kind of annoying the way
it was just the way the room was configured. So
basically neither of you have privacy now.
Correct.
So you guys don't have privacy on the patio, they don't have privacy in the living room.
Right.
That is
so weird. It wasn't like your typical, square room where somebody's gonna be on the patio next to you, but you're not gonna see into their room and
mm-hmm.
Plus, like I think we mentioned last week, we were overlooking the quiet pool. And so the second night we were there, the people in the larger room had checked out.
Okay.
So we could have sat out there, but there were a ton of people by the pool and there were people at a table, like basically right underneath us.
Mm-hmm.
So then I didn't really want to be out there and deal with that either. So that was kind of a bummer.
Was it the same size patio as the two bedroom? So
yeah.
That was a pretty nice sized patio, if I remember correctly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a nice sized patio. Everything was nice. It was just quirky. Just a little quirky.
A little weird. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Now, you went to the main area with Gurgling Suitcase. How was, and you liked that bar, didn't you?
I like it.
It was great.
I like it.
You kind of feel like it fits that resort really well.
Yeah, you're just sitting outside. The weather was beautiful. It wasn't loud. You know, they had the Bob mm-hmm. Marley in the background or whatever the heck they were playing.
And the thing is, I like the pool bars at Disney, like hanging out. And it just feels like you are at a pool bar, but it's just like basically their only bar is a pool bar.
Yeah.
Which is okay. It's a nice vibe to have there.
Mm-hmm.
And you had a good, did you have like a specialty cocktail there, Susie?
I did. I had a turtle crawl.
That was the second. Oh, yeah, you did. The first night you had a single turtle crawl.
Mm-hmm. It was awesome.
It was good. What was in that? I assume it's rum, like a rum drink, yeah.
Bunch of other stuff. I don't know. It was good.
Fruity drink, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good enough that you got tropical. One the second night.
Yeah.
Very good.
Three the second night.
Three? Oh, there you go. I guess you were turtle crawling back to the room after that.
Well, Mike and I sort of split the first. We got
the one for two or two
souvenir glass.
Oh, yeah. Very nice. Did how were the Bud Lights on tap, Mike?
Tasty. Good? Yep. Yeah. Yep, good. Good. Okay. Yep.
I didn't know if you tried anything different. I assume not.
No.
The fair assumption.
Well, I mean, you split the cocktail. That's pretty good. That's stepping out of your comfort zone a little bit.
That's true.
Yeah, he actually liked it. I was shocked.
Mm-hmm. And how was that?
But like we said, it was. Kind of sad because the bar closed so early.
Oh, yeah. Like, what, 9 o'clock? You said?
9 o'clock, yeah.
So by the time you got back, if the park closed at 7, you probably didn't get checked in, settled in until, what, 8 o'clock, and then you went to get a drink and...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much, you know, you're kind of like, yeah, like you're in college, like, can I get three, like, 7 Bud Lights, please? Limited to 2 pods. Okay, Susie, you'll get 2, too. Like, we're at the Metrodome.
Yeah. And then how about the quick serve? How was it? I know you said it was small, but I know there was one thing that you definitely liked, but how was the other food?
I got a Dirta and it was, did I get a Dirta that first night?
You did get a Dirta, I believe.
Okay.
Just a standard or was it?
Yeah,
like
your regular
special?
Dirta.
Just a cheeseburger.
It's
or
good. Yeah. But Susie, go ahead with what you got. Cause this was.
So I got the shrimp cob salad and it was fabulous.
Now, was it like a pre-packaged one that you just like pick up mm-hmm. and go? Yeah, that's crazy.
No, it wasn't a grab and go.
It's pre-packaged, but they give it to you. So like you don't grab anything.
Oh, okay.
So I think they make it fresh and then they just put it into one of those containers like to go container.
No, because there were a couple like in the little cooler thing.
Oh,
like,
okay.
I saw
all
them
right.
get it out.
Okay.
Yeah. But they probably
it had
just,
a label on it and everything.
Oh, yeah. So what made it so, I mean, Cobb salads are good anyway. I like Cobb salad. But what made this... Like what kind of dressing was on it? And
it was almost like a honey mustardish almost, but a little
like
I don't know.
like sweetness, yeah. Or a bit of sweetness and everything.
A little sweet, like a little like lighter on the mustard. It was just really good. It was very smooth.
It was really good.
Everything was fresh.
Was it traditional? Because you're not a blue cheese person, right?
Yeah, I ate that. So we had to scoop that off because
when it was on there. So it was basically all the normal ingredients of a Cobb salad with some shrimp on top. So instead of like the chicken, there was just shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
So it had the bacon, everything like that.
And just the quantity, Bill, like, I mean, they didn't mess around with
the
shrimp.
Huge.
It was huge. Like, it wasn't two or three shrimp. I mean, they did not. It was a really, really big salad.
It was so big that he didn't think I was going to be able to finish it.
Hmm.
And for $11.99, I was absolutely shocked.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. That sounds like that would be right up my alley. I love Cobb salads anyway. I like shrimp. So
then you get a little protein. Absolutely. Yeah.
It was perfect.
Because I love blue cheese. I know you don't like it, but that's like my favorite part of the Cobb salads, all the blue cheese. I love that.
Yeah, then you definitely would have liked it.
So then you did something the next day that you never do. And granted, rope drop's at 10 o'clock, but you were at Hollywood Studios for rope drop on your next day. That was what, Monday morning?
Mm-hmm.
And you said you hit a bunch of traffic kind of getting into the park itself?
Yeah, just at the gate. Yeah, it was packed at the gate.
And it was, you said it felt crowded there at Hollywood Studios, relatively.
Relatively speaking.
Right. And so you got in, and walk us through a little bit as a newbie for the Rise of the Resistance, like to get the boarding group. Walk us through that a little bit.
So we originally, we went to Mickey and Minnie's, Runaway Railway. Because they let you in early. So like we got there at 9:30-ish, 9:40-ish, and we just walked right into the park.
Okay.
So then we got in line for that because what was that, about an hour? Hour 15?
Yeah.
Already at that point?
Mm-hmm. It was a 75-minute posted wait.
Yeah.
And then it went up to 105, I think.
Yeah, it did when we were in line. So anyways, we both got on our app, and how does it work, Susie?
You could tell that everybody was trying to get them because everybody in line for the ride was on their phone.
Their phones up.
Right at 10 o'clock, right? Or they make it
or a little bit before. Whatever. So I had it out. So when you go into the app,
there's a special link for the Rise of the Resistance boarding pass.
Is it through My Disney Experience?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And you physically have to be in the park.
Have to be in the park.
Yeah.
Because I've tried messing around like here at the house.
It doesn't. Not going to happen. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think what you do on the main page, you're going to hit virtual queue.
Okay.
And then that's going to take you into the Rise of the Resistance.
And then as soon as they make the announcement, you just got to smash the button.
And they keep telling you, you know, in 5 minutes and in 10 minutes and 5 minutes, blah, blah, blah. Right.
And then right as soon as it hits 10, you have to hit it, and it's luck of the draw.
And then half the people are cheering, and the other people are...
So what I was doing was I kept... They said to keep refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked at my clock, you know, it was 9:58, so I'm just refreshed.
And so I wasn't doing anything, and then I was like, what do I have to do again?
And I go, it's 9:59, and you're asking me now what you have to do?
So and let me guess, she's the one who got the boarding pass.
No, it was me.
Oh, okay.
We both did.
Oh,
actually,
really?
I just
kept refreshing. All of a sudden, it just said, like, I don't know what the message said.
Reserve or whatever.
Yeah, yep. Then I clicked next or whatever, and it said boarding group 6, which is ridiculous. I know people who have gotten it a second after 10, and they were like, you know, boarding group 50-something.
Right.
So what's nice is then you can link everybody. So if you're all in the park, I can link you guys all to...
So you can have like 6 or 8 people or whatever together. Yeah. So you only need one person.
So like when I got in too, it said like you're already in a boarding group.
Oh, okay.
Or you're already linked to a reservation or something.
So we couldn't double dip.
Yeah, which is fine. That's
yeah. I mean, that's totally fair. I want everybody to try to enjoy it.
So with that being said, you got such an early boarding group that you basically had to boogie out of that line.
Yeah, we got out of line because it said to head over the line in 30 minutes. So
yeah, and you would have never made it. Most likely you wouldn't have made it in time.
But what you do is you have an hour outside of your window too.
Oh, so if you show up an hour after your window, they still let you on?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
So you could have stayed in line at that point.
Yeah, but I didn't know. And I mean, the whole reason why we went to this park
was to try to get on it.
Yeah.
But so they tell you basically when you get over there, like, and I think the app says too, like, we're now boarding groups one and two or whatever.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. Yeah.
So I didn't realize that the ride was down because it's constantly going down. So we went over there and we were looking at getting breakfast. And I said, well, let me just check because it didn't say what group. So I asked the guy, so what are you boarding right now? And he said, we're down, blah, blah, blah. What pass do you have? I said, 6. And he's like, oh, you know, when this is up, you'll probably be boarding like right away.
Yeah, so then you were kind of just stuck in limbo over there.
Just kind of waiting around, just waiting for them to... But at least I knew that I had an hour, so after they did call, if I'm in the middle of breakfast, I don't have to run over there. So
that's true. So you decided to get breakfast at that point?
Yes.
What'd you get? You went over to the restaurant in Galaxy's Edge, right?
Yep. Yeah, we got this like sausage and egg and cheese.
How was it? I've heard that place is actually pretty decent, that Ronto Roasters.
I thought it was good.
Yeah.
It could have been a little warmer.
Okay.
But aside from that, it was good. And we split it.
And you did the mobile order thing there, right? You were saying?
You have to.
It was the only option now, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what were the breakfast options at that place? I know you
even remember. Did they have your traditional...
Just standard stuff, you know, pretty much?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think there was maybe like a yogurt parfait or something like that. It wasn't a huge menu.
Oh, okay. But it was decent.
Yeah, I thought the sandwich was good.
Mm-hmm. I heard it's pretty good for lunch. Like, some of the stuff looks pretty decent.
Yeah, I heard the same thing.
But let's skip ahead. So after you had your breakfast, you did the Rise of the Resistance.
Yep.
The most hyped up ride ever.
Yep.
You know what, Gary? I don't know that I've ever seen Mike as amped for a ride as I was for this.
Yeah, you were excited to try
it. I was excited because everyone's how often do you go on something new, let alone something that's just so well received?
Right. Well, fortunately, the ride in Pandora had the same kind of aura around it.
Yeah, not like this.
No, but the people, like everyone who went on it loved it, and it was brand new. So it was like your first time, you're like, everyone likes this. There's not even mixed reviews. So it was basically that on cocaine. Just like
whereas I had zero interest in this ride.
Yeah, that's
so like if Barry was with me, you would have just let him go.
Correct.
I would have insisted that Susie went. Nah, I'm not interested. Anyway, so did it live up to your expectations, Mike?
No.
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 Was it good though? Like,
yes.
You just said you overhyped it, you think, in your head?
I think it exceeded his expectations.
I think people overhyped it.
Yeah. So it didn't live up to what you thought it was going to be based on what other people had said?
Correct.
But if you went into it blind and just said this is a new attraction.
It was awesome.
I thought it was awesome, but I'd give it a 9, maybe a 9 out of 10. Like, the technology is insane.
Ridiculous, yeah. So I don't know anything about it. I haven't watched any YouTubes. I don't know any spoilers. I don't know if you want to give spoilers or not. I don't really care. But I just don't know, like, what makes it so great.
What's a very different experience from anything else I've done at any other theme park. Now, granted, we haven't done Universal, so I don't know how that stuff is.
You don't feel like you're on a ride. You feel like you're experiencing something. That's basically what people say. Like, you're in the middle of whatever it is supposed to be.
Yeah. But that's the problem, is I haven't seen the movie, so I don't know what I'm supposed to be in.
So that's what I asked people. I said, well, I don't care about Star Wars. I don't know it. Am I going to enjoy it? Oh, yeah, you'll love it. It's great. Yeah. So now I feel like I wouldn't like it as much as everyone says, because...
I would watch the movies before you planned it.
I'm not worried about it. I'll skip it. I'll just skip it. I'm fine with that. I'll just skip Hollywood Studios.
I think you would still like it.
Yeah, I mean, like, I liked it.
But I'm not going to go and get on the phone and try to hit the button. You know, if I if I can go up and I see it's a 40-minute wait, I'll be like, all right, I'll try it out.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to make effort to go on this thing.
That was kind of my thing. Like, I was really surprised that Mike was so adamant. that he likes.
I get it though. I mean, I would do it. I would do it to try to experience it. But like once I did it, I'd probably be in your shoes and be like, man, I'm not going to go through the effort again.
But yeah, it sounds like I think I'd like to watch the movies and then like
do it again.
If it's, you know, a shorter wait or whatever, then I would definitely do it again.
Cause I mean, there's a part of it. Like it's just, it's almost like Tower of Terror. Mm-hmm. Where you're in this ride vehicle and you just go up.
Oh, really?
And I don't, and like, I didn't see it coming. I'm like, oh, this is like Tower of Terror. Like, you just had that
zero gravity feel. Yeah.
Yeah. And then right at the end, it's like the ride in Avatar Land.
Oh, okay. So it's like, it's got a lot of good parts of all different.
So it's got that aspect too. So there's a lot of different aspects to this ride that's just super cool.
That's good. So you would go out of your way to go on.
It's also very interactive too.
Yes. You're interacting with the cast members and
That's
you're
cool.
going inside and outside. I mean, it's hard to explain, but it's pretty cool.
Totally different than what I expected it to be.
How long is it? Soup to nuts. Like once you feel like you're in the
whole
attraction.
Experience.
Yeah.
From when you start to end. No. What would you say? 20 minutes maybe?
20 minutes maybe.
That's still pretty good, though.
Yeah,
that's a long experience. Like where you feel like you're not like waiting in line; you're actually being entertained and enjoying
yes.
it. It's a 20-minute. Mm-hmm. That's a lot. That's good.
Yeah.
All right, let's try to skip ahead a little bit here. You did the other one, the Smuggler's Run. How was that?
Susie, did you want to? You want to let Gary know about
you
that?
Didn't like it? No, what?
Made me sick.
It's kind of like Star Tours spaceship. Mission space, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
you're like pressing the buttons and stuff.
Yeah,
that one doesn't do much for me.
I looked over at her when we were done,
and she was green in the face.
She's going like this. I said, "Oh no,
oh boy."
I said, "Oh no." So we get out, and she's like, "I got to sit down." I said, "Are you okay?" "No, I don't. I feel like I'm gonna pass out or puke. I got to sit down." And she's like, "Can you go get me water?" So like, I'm running to get water. Can I get some ice water? Oh, we only have the $7 bottles. I'm like, all right, I'll take it. Just, I need some water.
They don't have ice water right now?
Well, they did. I went to a cart. Like, oh, I thought she was going to die, so I didn't want to start dinking around, you know?
Sure. I thought
I'll
you
be back in 40 minutes, Pods. I'm trying to save $3.
I just got to wait in line. Yeah. But you made it through, thankfully.
Mm-hmm.
So you would not go back on that one again?
I would not.
Okay. No. What about you, Mike? Did you like it?
Like it was okay because it was a 20-minute wait, but nah, there was nothing exciting about it.
I do want to hear about the Runaway Railway though, because we had Zach on and he hated it. He he trashed on it. Mm-hmm. What did you guys think of it?
I don't think they should have gotten rid of the Great Movie Ride.
That being said, independent of that fact, like, is it a bad attraction or it's just there, just something?
It's kind of there. Like it was like. Again, the technology is pretty cool. But when it was over, I was kind of like, what is this?
But literally, I was like, they got rid of the Great Movie Ride for that.
Yeah. It was like, I don't know if I like it or if I hate it. You know what I mean? Like, I just had completely.
You were just ambivalent towards it.
Yeah, it was just like, okay. It was okay. It was. Yeah.
I definitely wouldn't wait in line. Like
if you were in Hollywood Studios and it said 10-minute wait, you'd be like,
oh,
let's just go
sure. Yeah, I would. Yep.
And then what else? Did you get over to Rocky Roller Coaster, Tower of Terror, any of that stuff while you were there?
No, we did Toy Story.
Okay.
Because
I was still a little off.
Yeah.
So you didn't want to do anything too high thrill at that point? Yeah. And then,
but he schooled me in Toy Story Mania again.
That's tough. If you're already not feeling good, then you're at a disadvantage.
Yeah.
You headed back to the room.
It was kind of an easy day.
Yeah. Looks like it said you had lunch at Olivia's. What'd you guys get over there?
I went, of course, with that chicken.
You can't beat that, right?
I can't.
It's good stuff. What about you, Susie?
I don't remember what I had.
I had the shrimp and grits there, and they were very good, but I don't know.
You had the burger.
I had the Duval Street burger.
Duval Street burger.
Was it good?
It was very good.
Yeah.
That's a
solid one credit. Like, if that place was in the Grand Floridian or the Polynesian, like, if that restaurant with that menu was close to the Magic Kingdom,
it would be much more popular.
Oh, yeah. It would be hugely popular.
Oh, yeah. The food there is fantastic. Great service. So,
you're not going to go there. Well, I'm not going to say you. Most people wouldn't go to Old Key West just to eat at Olivia's.
Correct. Right.
Which I understand that. It's very much, there's not a lot. If you're not staying there, there's not a lot of reason to go to Old Key West.
And actually, the first time we went was with Susie and your sister, because we went to the water parks.
Oh, right. And you guys.
And we did. Yeah, we did get a reservation there.
So you walked around the resort a little bit after that, checked out the golf course. Now, it says you walked the golf holes. What does that mean? You like right in the middle of the course, you were just walking in the fairway?
I walked a couple because everybody was in. So it was like was still some sunlight, but everybody was in.
So it was basically closed at that point, yeah.
Yeah, so like I walked a par 3, walked half of a par 4 as just I was walking back to the resort. Bit, yeah.
Went to the gurgling suitcase again.
Yep. And then we got the drink for two this time because you get a little souvenir cup.
How is that? Was that still good? Same thing?
It was still good, but they loaded up with ice, so it wasn't quite as strong.
Mm, that's how they get you.
Mm-hmm.
And then back to the room. You had a checkout day, and you were going over to Animal Kingdom. And you took a picture when you got to Animal Kingdom, and you couldn't see a soul in the picture.
Were you blown away when you saw that? Because isn't that main entrance always just packed?
It's just... Like, there's usually vendors and, like, there's stands. Everything was just closed. There's not a soul. Like, even the security
was
wasn't
depressing.
There.
Yeah, it was.
Now, what time was that you got to the park?
I mean, we stayed as late as we could at the room, so we left it around 1-ish or 11 o'clock.
Okay, so you got there around noontime.
Yeah, 11:30, quarter to 12, yeah, because, like, we had coffee. And
then you said basically everything there was a walk-on. Animal Kingdom. Was
they
that the
went
least
right
crowded
to the safari
of the three that you went to?
Yeah, I want to say so, yeah.
Yeah. And granted, you were at Magic Kingdom on a Sunday, so that's going to inflate it a little bit.
You're going to have more of the locals, correct.
Yeah. So you said you did safari, was a walk-on.
Yep.
Expedition Everest, walk-on.
Susie sat out Expedition Everest.
Okay. And did you do, like, the trails or anything like that? Or you just kind of... Now, it says you had lunch at Tiffin's?
After we did Kilimanjaro, we did the rapids, Cali River Rapids.
Oh, okay. Oh, I missed that. Yep, I see that.
That was one of the longest waits because, they're doing spacing, and they were cleaning. They were constantly cleaning. Like, they would make an announcement that the ride's down for cleaning.
Oh, interesting.
And, like, we did not move for, 10 minutes at least?
10 minutes.
I wonder why that one. Or
that
maybe
I don't
understand. Oh, because you get right off and people get on, so maybe there's no spot like backstage where they can clean them. Like the other rides, like people get off and then there's a little bit of a time in between and they can maybe clean them without having to stop the ride.
Maybe,
but you can skip a car on like some of the roller coasters and stuff.
That's interesting. But
and there was one other couple on our raft.
Yeah, so you know how they pack them in. Yeah, there was like four of us on one raft.
Did that get you more soaked or
less?
Oh, we got smoked. We got smoked.
Totally drenched.
Yeah. We got smoked. And
but it was so hot that day. It was nice.
Yeah.
YouTube.com. Search for us at WDW Beyond the Gates because that video is up.
Oh, is it? Okay, very nice.
Yeah.
Totally drenched. Now, you went to lunch at Tiffin's. I'm very intrigued about this. This is not Nomad Lounge. This is Tiffin's, the actual sit-down. Is that correct?
Well, before we went to lunch,
that was another one I skipped.
Pandora River Ride.
Oh, the river ride Navi before River. Lunch. Okay. Have you been on that before, Susie?
Yes.
That's nice.
I like
it
that.
It is nice.
I imagine with it being very slow and almost a walk-on, that's a lot more worthwhile.
Yep.
It was actually a pretty long line.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it took us a while. Yeah, it was a good half hour.
That's the thing with that one. It's like I like it a lot. I think it's nice, relaxing. It's a lot to look at, but I don't want to wait 45 minutes to get on that
thing. No,
it's
not worth the
wait. How was Tiffin's though? I'm really trying to
He doesn't care about the ride.
Yeah, he doesn't care what else we did.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, but I'm the only one that doesn't care about the rides here. Would you rather talk about... We can talk about Flight of Passage. We'll skip over Tiffin's if you want.
Tiffin's was incredible.
Was it? I've heard only good things.
It was so good.
The restaurant is absolutely gorgeous.
It looks
so
like
cool.
It,
Each room has a different...
Like different story.
Story. Yeah.
I love the bar that's attached, and I haven't really been in the restaurant, but just the Nomad Lounge itself is so cool, so I can only imagine how nice the restaurant is. And the food was fantastic.
The thing that was really interesting to me, and maybe this is me like overreading things into it, but especially like because Animal Kingdom, I feel like, is such a hot park, it really felt like an oasis. Like, it was dark, it was cool, it was, like, very chill. And I said to Mike, like, it's a very high-end restaurant.
Yeah.
But it's in a theme park.
Right.
And so, like, anywhere else, you would be, you know, dressed to the nines or whatever, and, like, I'm sitting there in shorts and a t-shirt, and I felt underdressed.
Right.
Because but it was so nice.
But that's what everyone else, that's what they expected.
Right. Of course. But that's the service was impeccable. The food was incredible.
What'd you guys have?
I started with a salad, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the salad was really good.
What kind of salad? Anything special? Because you're not a guy that likes stuff that doesn't go with stuff, so I imagine a lot of salads at fancy restaurants, sometimes they try to...
It had a big artichoke that Susie had, but it was just nice fresh lettuce, tomatoes...
It was avocado, not artichoke.
Oh, I'll see what I mean. I like artichokes. I'm sorry.
Corn,
some cheese, corn. It's just so fresh. It was delicious.
Just like some beets or nice fresh dressing on it. It was really good.
I imagine. Yeah. Did you get an appetizer, Susie?
You were thinking about it. What were you going to go with? And then you said, "No, I'm not doing it."
I was going to get the octopus.
I've heard that grilled octopus is so good.
But Mike was skeptical. And I didn't think I was going to be able to eat it all by myself and eat my entree.
I mean, it's like an octopus, so it comes out like the legs on it.
Yeah.
It's like, there's no mistake. It's not like when you get calamari and it just looks like little fried things. It's like
a
giant.
But I love octopus, but I just didn't, he wasn't excited about it. And like I said, I didn't think I was going to be able to eat it all myself.
Yeah, you don't want to.
And it's really not something you're going to reheat.
Yeah.
Right. But I said, like, the next time we go, I would get the octopus and the salad that he had.
Oh, yeah, and that's enough for a meal at that point. Yeah, that makes sense. What'd you get for your main course then?
I had a surf and turf, but it was actually scallops.
Oh.
It was scallops and whatever their tenderloin beef was. Like, I forget where it was from, but.
Good.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. I let you try the scallop and you loved it, didn't you?
It's perfect.
There's nothing like a perfectly cooked, like big old hunkin' sea scallop, is there?
Seared perfectly on both ends and just juicy in the middle.
Yeah, you get
one of my favorite things.
Yeah, you get that like nice, like crispy caramelization on the outside, and then it's just perfectly soft and sweet on the that's good stuff.
Buttery, so good. And I had the short ribs, and they were to die for.
Yeah, you gave me a taste. I mean,
was it just like a slow cooked kind of thing where it like just falls off the bone?
Yeah, like it almost had this like a stew. Oh my god, it was so good.
So you're saying you would definitely go back?
No doubt about it.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Is it up there now? Is it the best signature? I always ask this, and a lot of times you guys.
I haven't been to Cali Grill in so long that it's an afterthought.
Right.
But I know that when I go, I'm going to be like, oh, I forgot how good this was.
Because I know you guys both love Narcoozy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
it's different reason. I mean, the food's obviously great there, but you like the nostalgia of it. Like, it has a lot of memories for you guys. It reminds you of home. But, like, is this bed, like, objectively food to food, would you say Tiffin's is better?
Is it better?
I think I would.
It's so hard for me because Bill,
because you love the lobster bisque so much.
I think the signatures at Disney are they're all phenomenal.
But they're also different. Like if you're going, I feel like Tiffin's is like a foodies kind of place. Like,
I would agree because I think as much as your dad says he wouldn't like a signature, I think he would be fine at Narcoozy's.
Yeah, he'd find something he likes there.
Right. I don't know that he would like.
But I don't know if he would like. Yeah, so I agree. Yeah, like when you said it's more of a
you don't
food.
Think he would like the short rib?
I think he would feel uncomfortable in the restaurant.
Yes. True, you know how he just doesn't.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't stuffy. It was just very, very nice.
Yeah. I'm dying to try it. It's just one of those that I don't think Sarah would like that much, but maybe she would. I wouldn't take the girls.
Does she
there.
Eat beef?
Yeah, she likes beef. She likes some seafood. She's kind of picky about seafood, but she likes some seafood.
She'd like the salad.
Yeah, I'm sure. She's not the most adventurous, but she's not like only.
But if, like, if she'll eat short ribs, like, she'd be fine.
Yeah, she's not. She doesn't love red meat. Like, she prefers like a fish or a pork to like red meat or something. So, I'm sure she'd find something she'd like there. But again, it's not like one that I'd go with the girls and have like our family meal. That'd be like the night out kind of place.
Right. But I feel like you'd have a better experience there than you did at Monsieur Paul.
Yeah. Yeah, we weren't hugely.
Right.
Wasn't the best. I liked it fine, but it wasn't my favorite.
I mean, you know, we're walking around and just reading all the things on the wall. And one of them was Harambe Marketplace.
Yeah.
And where they got that from. And I'm looking at the pictures and I'm like, that's Harambe Marketplace. Like, it's like, it's the same thing that's in Animal Kingdom.
Right.
And they're taking these pictures in Africa. And they told the story. We're in the room where they told the story about the tree of life.
Oh, okay.
And the carvings and stuff. Our waiter made sure to bring that to our attention. Was it a waiter or the maitre d' who brought us to our table?
I think it was the waiter.
It was the waiter. So he was telling us the story of the tree of life and the carvings. And so you could walk around and read all the different stories.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. So
they
it's really
like
cool.
Big collages of pictures of the Imagineers over in Africa. Like,
yeah,
doing their
that's kind of how the
stuff.
Nomad Lounge is to a lesser extent. Like the menu at Nomad Lounge, like I would buy that if they had like a coffee table book of the menu at Nomad Lounge.
Really?
Because each page. They have a cocktail, but then they also have like sketches from like Joe Rohde and other Imagineers in the cocktail menu and
that's
stories
cool.
of like the adventures and like journal pages and stuff.
See, right now everything's the scan menu. So,
yeah, but the Nomad Lounge, I'm sure there's pictures of it you could find online, but the menu at Nomad Lounge is just really cool. So I imagine they're connected literally, physically, but also story-wise they're connected. And I love Nomad Lounge. I love the story there. Yeah. So I can only imagine the story of Tiffin's would blow me away.
That's why this would be your go-to, because Nomad Lounge is your favorite bar with the exception of Wilderness Lodge. But
yeah,
as far as like you've always talked highly of that. And I think on the Gentleman's Trip, when I was a little hot and I was a little cranky and I didn't want the quick service and I wanted somewhere to sit down. And when we finally got out of the heat and sat in there and we could relax and you guys all had cocktails, you were like, yep. Yep, this is me. I'm home.
And you like kind of gut it at that point too, because you were kind of at the end of your rope, and then you finally got in there and you were like, sit down, have a nice. I think you even just got a soda, but
I got a Coke. I was just like, I was starting to get a little headache because it was hot when we played golf, and I was just burnt out.
Yeah,
and to sit there for an hour and a half, 2 hours, and just
relax and enjoy
and talk. It was beautiful. That's a great bar. Like I was showing Kristen, like, because it's close, but like the exterior, you know how it wraps around. And
yeah, yeah, I love the outside part too.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
beautiful.
It's great. Now you did Flight of Passage as well, right after that.
Yeah,
is that your first time, Susie?
And she was worried because we were getting. I never like to be rushed when I'm at a signature. You know, I like to sit.
But they close at like 5 o'clock now, right?
Right.
Yeah, so they close. So it got to like be about 20 minutes to five.
Mm.
And I don't see
we had been done and he's not coming and not coming. And I'm like.
And she's looking at her watch. And I said, just if it gets to be like 5 minutes to just go and I'll take care of it. So when he came, I just gave him my tables, my credit card, everything. Like I didn't even like ask for the check. I just gave him everything. I said, I'm not normally like this. I said, but she's never been on Flight of Passage, and we want to try to get it, you know, before we leave.
Did you enjoy that, Susie?
Blown away.
It's awesome, isn't it?
Completely blown away. And I've heard, like, Mike's raved about it. You've raved about it. Like, one of the girls I work with has raved about it, and it was still better than I thought it was going to be.
That's what, that kind of is what got me about it. Like, I heard a lot. There was a lot of hype. And when I first went on it, I was like, wow, it's. You can't describe it. You just have to experience it.
Like I kept looking at her because like I know how that Millennial Falcon hit.
Yeah, I was first, wondering so I kept, if that would
I
mess
kept
you
looking
up a little
bit. Like because right at the beginning when they have those lights.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, no. And, like, I just kept looking, and she just had this smile on her face. And I watched her, like, her head was going from right to left to up to down. I'm like.
Really? You yeah. didn't tell me that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, you're, like a little kid. Like, you were just, like, looking down.
There's so much to look at in that. It's amazing. It's such a cool ride. They did that well. They did a really good job with that one. We're getting a little long here, so I don't know. What else do you want to say about the Flight of Passage? I mean, it's just.
I mean, she had tears. She had tears in her eyes when we were done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so cool. Like you feel like you lived it.
Mm-hmm.
Like they did. They immerse you in it really well. And you said that. Was, I mean, that was the end of the day as well. But that was basically a walk on for you guys.
That was a complete walk on.
Yeah.
That's nice.
It was crazy. It was so good.
Yeah, it's a great attraction.
It was the perfect ending.
Yeah.
For the trip.
Perfect. And then you guys, speaking of your perfect ending, you decided to go back and grab a few of those shrimp cob salads to bring home. They were that good. Mm-hmm. How did they store after a couple days? Because sometimes lettuce will get a little soggy.
No, they were fine.
No, they were great.
They were fine like 3 days later. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to keep them for a week in there.
No,
but, you know, a couple
no,
days, couple, 3 days.
Wilted lettuce.
Bad. That's nice. Mm-hmm. Anything else you want to add here? Should we take a break and we'll wrap up after?
I'm good.
I feel like we kind of breezed through Animal Kingdom, but I think we got the important parts through Tiffin's.
So we'll Tiffin's,
take,
yeah.
Yeah, we'll take our second break and be right back.
Nothing can stop us now. I'll tell you how. We're going to make it happen. Let's take a ride and spend the day in the countryside.
Good times are here to stay. We'll get away and have the perfect picnic.
All right, we're back from break. Episode number 345 is
books. Are you laughing?
Well, he's got his head right under my arm.
Now, I know you guys weren't in love with the Runaway Railway, but I have to say those newer Mickey Mouse cartoons, the girls love them, and I've been watching them, and they're pretty funny. They're on Disney Plus.
The shorts?
The shorts, the new version with that weird animation. I wasn't a huge fan of like the animation style when I first saw it. But they're actually pretty funny. There's a lot of good stuff in those. I like those shorts. I would definitely
I'll have to watch them.
Recommend some of them. Donald Duck is featured very prominently in them, obviously, and they have little different personalities. It's a little edgier, not edgy, but like Disney edgy. I like those shorts. They're funny, and they have a lot of interesting like scenes. Like there's one where they're in France, one they're in India, China, all these different countries, and like the animation, the background animation is really nice too. They do a good job with that.
That's cool.
Anyway,
that song is so catchy, Billy.
So catchy.
Well, that's how all of them are, though.
I was dancing in line because they're playing this song while you're in line. So I'm dancing. So like I'm really getting into it. So like I'm out loud. Like oh, the people in front of us, you need to start dancing. Mm-hmm. I turned around. And there's a woman like in a wheelchair. And she's moving, her friend moves, so everybody just starts dancing. It was just one of those things.
Yeah. No, that's the thing with those cartoons. Like, I think you'll like them because they have a lot of good music. Like, there's one, it's really stupid. It's called Potato Land. And it's Mickey, Goofy, and Donald. And they're on a road trip, and they go to Idaho. And it says, "Welcome to America's Potato Land." And Goofy thinks it's a theme park. So, like, Donald and Mickey build a theme park out of potatoes for him, and they, like, go through the Haunted Mansion, but it's all out of potatoes, and it's so stupid. but they also have like these really funny songs in it. And I don't know. I think they did a good job with those.
Where do you find this on Disney Plus?
Yeah, just go to Disney Plus and search Mickey Mouse, and it's the new. You'll tell by the animation style on it.
Okay.
Yeah, because if you, I don't know, do you still have Sue Willing's login for Disney Plus?
That's an affirmative, sir.
Okay.
Thanks, Sue.
That's their Patreon contribution.
Thanks, Bucky. Just buy a streaming subscription. That's all we need. That's
you
funny.
Can't give us $5 a month. We'll hook up to your Netflix. Yeah. We're not proud.
Anyone have ESPN Plus out there? Oh, man. All right. Well, I don't have anything else to add for this episode. Should we just bring it home?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for listening. You know where to find us. You said YouTube. You got some new videos up there, right?
That's correct.
So YouTube.com, search for WDW Beyond the Gate. Subscribe there. Find us everywhere podcasts are sold. You can go on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at WDWBTG. Our website, WDWBTG.com. What else do we have? Email info at WDWBTG.com, Mike at WDWBTG.com, and Gary at WDWBTG.com. I feel like I'm missing something. Did I miss anything?
Susie?
Not unless Rhodes has an email address.
I think we're good then. So that's going to do it for episode number 345 of the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast with Mike and Gary. For our guest, Sweet Susie, and for my co-host, Mike, my name is Gary. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company.
See you real soon.
K-E-Y.
Why? Because we like you.
M-O-U.